Hello and welcome to episode 8. This is Big Fat Dangus, and I'm joined by Vote Mage on the only show that makes Soy Goy Redditors say, "Thanks for the lead, kind stranger." This is the Tea Lolocaust. What's up, fellas?
How you doing this fine Friday evening?
Pretty good. From this stack we got here, we got our work cut out for us.
We got a couple, one new guy here. We got Al, otherwise known as Often Wrong. You like to say hi?
Howdy.
Cool.
What did you call me, Al?
That's how it shows up on Jitsi.
Yeah, those are your initials there. Because you like to say "ow" every time you're wrong, which is often. So it all kind of works out.
Well, I like to think that I like to approach things that I could be wrong, since nobody seems to do that anymore. People get offended when I expose my opinions on things. I'm like, or they try and get where's your source? I'm not trying to convince you anything. If you're truly a nice person, you're going to tell me how I'm wrong so I can be more right and we can both move towards a better world. Most people don't.
Well, good luck with that, bud.
You're an optimist. I see.
I am an optimist. I troll a lot of the normies in the public sphere, and I've woken up a lot of people. I've got a few servers on Discord where I've got the general populace just calling out the Jews, so it's great.
Hey, by any means, man. And then we also got 240. What's up, son? I'm disappointed Fu isn't here to give you the business.
Yeah, I was expecting some sort of resistance here, but looks like we're just going to have to steamroll through it.
Yeah, oh, it'll be fun. Don't worry. We'll get some liveliness going on. Have no fear. And then we got Silent by Association. What's up? Well, apparently he is truly silent by association, and that's all right.
Okay, so what topic do you want to start with today? We got the religious fighting. We got...
I feel like the funniest topic really has to be the fucking Reddit cuck brigade. My fucking
that shit God. Is that shit is definitely the funniest shit of the last few months. Sure. It is.
Yeah.
Precious.
So I mean, how far back should we go for a backgrounder on this? I mean, basically, you know, the call to arms to go fight for the fucking faggot Jew comedian Zelensky has you know, pervaded the Western world to the extent that some number of actual, you know, Redditors from Reddit went the fuck over there thinking it's going to be like their fucking Call of Duty games and they're going to join Dumbledore's army and, you know, their little ragtag band of misfits is going to just magically become this elite fighting force that's going to kick everyone's ass. And it went a little bit differently than that, didn't it now?
Yeah. I thought they saw the propaganda telling them that the Ukraine was winning and thought they would get easy in on the glory and then realized that nothing they were told was true.
Yeah, and it turns out nothing they were told was true to a pretty fucking horrific extent if you're one of them. Evidently, not only are they, you know, extremely outgunned and outclassed by at least some of these Russian forces, but apparently, once you're in the Ukrainian military, military rules apply, and you can't just fucking walk back around when you shit your pants and leave.
Yeah, remember that? I was going to say that one guy that pretended he was Red Cross to escape, which is, like, I think, like, a war crime.
Yes, I have the video of that here. I think this is a good kind of an opener on this topic, because this dude really kind of lays out what's going on and what you have to do to try to escape the situation if you are... kind of a yellow-livered Redditor who turns tail when the shit gets rough. So let's see what this soy boy has to say here, because it's pretty fucking funny.
So for any of y'all who are wondering what is going on, all right, we were part of the Georgian National Legion, the 102nd Ukrainian Territorial Defense. Okay. Our base got fucked up. The base right next to us got fucked up. Americans, British, tons of British dead. All right? They're not saying nothing. They're counting our dead as their dead. They're trying to send us to Kiev with no fucking weapons, no kit, no fucking plates. The people who are lucky enough to get weapons are only getting magazines with like 10 fucking rounds, okay? When they wanted to send us to Kiev, we said no. Our whole group, a bunch of Americans, Canadians, British. So they told us we had to get the fuck out or they were going to shoot us in the back. All right. So me, this British guy, and another American, we fucking hid in the back of an ambulance to get out. We got to the border, and it was a whole nother mess. When you get to the border, anyone who has kit, anyone who has any military shit, they're fucking pulling you out of the line, and they're sending you back to the front.
Unless you're a Jew.
This human, we got dropped off about 5 clicks from the fucking, from the border, and we walked. And we get to the border in this humanitarian group with a bunch of ex-SF veterans from England, pull us to the side and say, you need to get, like, pulled us out and fucking, like, hit us. And they were like, you need to dump all your kit. They're pulling people out, cutting up passports, sending them back. So we dumped our shit. We got, like, in all of our fucking, we got in, like, Red Cross vests, and they had, like, fucking humanitarian passes to get us through the Ukrainian border. People need to stop coming here. It's a trap, and they're not letting you fucking leave. The best way to leave is like in a Vic or a car or something. People who get on by vehicle have a better chance of hiding their fucking kit in the back, doing whatever the fuck they can, but do not try to leave Ukraine on foot if you're a volunteer. It's a mess.
Wow, so what a novel fucking concept. If you go and join the military, you can't just shit your pants and walk right the fuck back out when you get shot at. What do you know?
I mean, I wouldn't trust that guy, like, defending my back in a war. Look at that fucking cuck.
He's scratching his neck beard. They won't let us leave, and they're turning the soldiers back around. Like, no fucking shit, dude. What the fuck did you think was going to happen?
You thought a bunch of Ukrainian whores are going to suck them off all the time, you know, and didn't turn out the way you expected.
Yeah, and he's amazed that he has like a half full clip instead of like a, you know, a Dumbledore army wand that he could just, you know, shoot spells from or something. I mean, he looked genuinely shocked that he was expected to actually fight in this fucking war, and he couldn't just turn around and leave when he felt like it. Yeah,
he just wanted
to
LARP for some Instagram pictures and some TikTok videos, and he's like, you know, it's all he wanted to do, right? He wanted a nice background and a couple of those videos, but it, you know. Yeah. In reality, they're going to send him to the front lines, and he wasn't ready for that shit.
We're being facetious a little bit, but we're actually not, because I'm pretty sure that is actually what he was there to do and what he thought would happen was, I'm just going to go play army with my buddies, get some cool pictures, yeah, and then fucking turn around and leave.
Yeah, he thought they were winning. He thought he was going to get in on the glory. He thought he was going to go up to the front line and give some kids some medicine and food or some shit, dig a trench, shoot some targets, and that was it.
Yeah, I got this other article here regarding the training camp that I guess a lot of these cucks went to and were, I guess, going to be trained in some way to...
Yeah, because they're an entirely not trainable, really. They're just, like, useless fat Americans, or you know, European nationals. Like, it's like, what are they going to do? But if I was the, you know, a Ukraine commander... I'm throwing those fuckers right in the front line, you know, Operation Meat Shield. End of story, right? I'm not even going to train them.
Yeah, and that's a lot of accounts are coming out now that are saying that. Like, they're not forming us, even attempting to form them into effective fighting units. They're just saying, walk that direction. good luck.
Yeah, I heard there's some landmines. Can you map them out for us, please?
I saw this one screenshot of this dude who was bitching on Reddit. He's like, one of the brave soldiers in my battalion shot at, you know, an APC with an AK and was like instantly just turned into jam, and he was just shocked that didn't work. And you know, it wasn't like that scene in Saving Private Ryan where Hanks shoots the tank with a pistol and it blows up. You know, what do you mean it doesn't work that way?
Oh yeah, I saw the meme of that too. Like, it, you know, like there's a meme picture of like the guy just exploding from the tank. It's hilarious.
Yeah, like they actually thought they could kill APCs with fucking AKs. But this one dude here who is saying, kind of talking about the conscripts that he's getting, is basically saying like it's a mix of some people who have some background, like former Desert Storm people or Iraqi, whatever the fuck people. And then there's also like straight up drunks and like sex offenders and people who couldn't even get in, who couldn't get into any army. And we were just, I don't know, bored with their suburban lives or whatever the hell. And I just wanted to show up and play a little army men there. But turns out what happened is this camp where they were attempting to train these people or just even congregate them, I don't know, got blown the fuck up. And pretty much this cuck battalion of Redditors is three sheets to the, is just completely scattered and broken, which, I mean, again, who could have predicted this?
Is that the one where the guy actually posted, like, his coordinates on, like, Twitter or some shit?
Yeah, this has happened a bunch of times that either through, I think, well, yeah, probably mostly through social media or even through contact with various embassies. Like, they're giving their, not only their fucking positions away, but the actual Ukraine army positions away, leading to these caliber missiles coming in and fucking people up and all kinds of just, it's as bad as you would expect it to be, basically.
And it's a little odd to me that the Reddit cucks have really fallen for this so hard. Like where were they in Afghanistan? You know, I didn't see them coming down to help anything in that situation.
I don't think the Afghanistan propaganda was of this flavor, though. Like, this is, and you'll see them saying this on their fucking Reddit subs, that they consider this to be like a classic good versus evil conventional war where there's a clear bad guy and a clear good guy, and they, you know, they want to go and fight for something. Whereas Afghanistan, obviously, you know, it was a lot more, I don't even know if it was more complicated, but it was just like a lot less clear, and no one, I think to this day, most people don't really get why we were there, or even why we were supposedly there, let alone why we were really there.
Yeah, because Osama was in a cave or something.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, they were kind of there to protect the poppy fields, and it kind of gets all very murky, but this is like the good war that, you know, all these propagandized soy boys have been longing for, because it's just like their Star Wars movies. And yeah, that's how that went.
it's like, is the average American life so devoid of meaning that they just have to like attach themselves to the current thing? You know, is that where we're at? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, not only that, like, a lot of them got their wish. They
fucked around and they found out. Yeah.
Yes. All of the pieces of them are finding out as we speak. Yes.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how, to a degree, I mean, couldn't you be a little more optimistic about this situation? Because you think about it for a second, the propagandistic and corrupt complete governments across the world have managed to get some of the most retarded factions of their believers to go kill themselves. For no reason, really. I mean, that's one way to think about it. Nothing lost, really.
I'm just saying, weeding out the shitty, weak people of the Western nations.
Yeah, and not just the shitty, weak people, but the shitty, weak people with really bad judgment.
Yeah, that's another part of it, too, is, you know, obviously, you know, we all know Redditors are cucks and they're retards for the most part. But, I mean, I think there are at least, there's at least some percentage of these guys who are just really seriously misguided, and they have this, you know, this passionate want to do good, but they just have no fucking clue what good even is, for starters, or how to, you know what I mean? But again, as with so many things, even your average normie should be able to look and see that the entirety of Globo Homo, the entirety of big corporations, the entirety of Western governments are all dogpiling onto this one cause. That should set you up to at least look into it a little further, if nothing else.
Well, I play on that with the people in the pubby sphere, and it does wake them up a lot. So the NPCs are not, it's a losing army. Teachers are pissed off and scared at the next generation coming up, and I can see why.
Yeah, I mean, at this rate, damn. But, I mean, again, when you see, you know, fucking Subway going, hey, you know, buy a 7-incher today and we'll donate 20 cents to fucking Ukraine. At that point, you should wonder at least what's going on. Look into it a little bit more before you fucking fly over there and get your ass blown up.
I mean, that's the infuriating thing about it, is just how heavy-handed the media and the government have been about this. It really is like the new COVID, where it's like everyone has to be aligned on their ideology. If you are, if you're remotely apologetic to any Russian asset, you know,
then you are one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so they actually have tags now on, like, you know, on social media, they'll tag you as like a Russian disinformation source just for like having like any opinion that's mildly different than the narrative.
Yeah,
and you're right. That's exactly like COVID. Yep.
Grey Dragon, are you joining early today?
Yeah, my friend plays a board game. He's in the Caribbean, so well.
Cool. Do you have your camera on but dark or something? What's going on there?
His camera's probably on, but I haven't.
Hey, gay fag, you spelled your own fucking name wrong, dude.
I did that intentionally. Just Grey Dragon. Say that.
So, what does that misspelling, like, does that equate directly to a certain number of alcoholic beverages, like, per letter misspelled?
No, I'm only on my third beer.
Oh, wow. You're slipping, yeah, man. So. Hmm. Well, we were just talking about how since you didn't have the balls to go up and join the Canadian convoy, maybe you'd go over to Ukraine and, you know, get blown up for a Jew comedian dancing around in tight pants.
Nah, I'm gonna pass on that.
So it could be up your alley.
I just don't have the time to support my fellow trainee presidents or whatever they are.
That's a sad showing.
That's a great example, by the way, of how the media was not aligned on, like the truck convoy was like very negatively portrayed, right, by big government and media.
And that was something that. It did have a clear fucking good and bad side, like a very, very clear and obvious one. But yeah, but nothing, yeah, nothing from the
right.
Video.
Well, that's why I wanted to go up there. I got, I guess like wanna be heroic or whatever while it's trashed out of my mind. And I was talking to you while I was doing it. I think it was about freaking 16 beers in or something. So yeah, it sounded like a good idea at the time. So I quit my job.
Are you sure you didn't want to go up there just for all that hairy Canadian beaver?
God, that's true. How can you resist it?
I don't know.
Even though the convoy's over, I'm still thinking about going up there.
Convoys are still going. I'm from Canada. Every Saturday, people are going to the border and protesting. And it's waking up a load of boomers. I've met so many boomers out there who are just completely...
Well, you're about to meet one more.
I'm not a boomer. He calls everybody that's slightly older than him a boomer.
A lot of boomers are in denial.
I'm almost 30, so I count as a boomer.
Almost 30.
I talked to the kids in Discord public servers. They're like 16 to 22. I'm a boomer. I get it. I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, being in denial is actually the number one condition of people who actually are boomers, is being in denial and thinking that they are not boomers. So it's all very circular.
But actual boomers, baby boomer generation people waking up at the protests is insane. Well, it was insane. Before the war started, every weekend it was getting bigger and bigger every time. After the war, it kind of slowed down quite a bit, but there's still every weekend people go.
So are people from the main convoy, like, are they still in jail, or how did that pan out with people who got arrested?
I don't know.
I thought my understanding was that nobody really went to jail. It was they lock you up, drag you somewhere, maybe stick you in jail for like a couple of hours and release you.
That would bear looking into, because it would surprise me if that's all that they did.
I'm not sure if he's still in jail, but the two organizers who were arrested and made an example of, the one guy got out on bail and his lawyer helped him out. The other one, she decided to take the fall and be the one to be in jail, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything from them. I got shadow banned on Facebook. I hadn't used it in 6 years and joined it to get involved, and now I'm locked out of Facebook. So,
right. Well, don't use the devil's tools to fight the devil. So,
yeah. Well, it helped me find and connect with the locals. Now I just need to connect with them every Saturday to go.
Okay, the only thing you're gonna connect with on Facebook is our bots, man. It's Facebook. It's over.
It worked. I found the group. I found out where they were meeting and was able to go. And then
there's still real groups.
Yeah, they're still out there. I don't need it anymore, but That's where I was getting the news from, just talking to people in those groups. Now I just talk to them in person.
Yeah, I yelled at one of my acquaintance friends for constantly posting things referencing Facebook, and he just told me, look, I don't use it for anything political. I understand it's completely worthless for that. But for, cars and, he's into fixing up cars and shit. So he's like, for that, it works. Like, all right.
It's bad for your mental health, full stop. I just got onto it for the groups to get in touch with the people, and then I got shadow banned pretty much almost instantly, and I'm off again.
Yeah, but that's kind of like saying, oh, I'm only on Reddit for the niche subreddits. Like, well, you're still a fag, though. Get off of that shit.
Get on it. You use it like a phone book, is the way I see it. You use it like a phone book, look up somebody, and then talk to them. And then don't talk to them on Facebook. Get off it again. How often do you need to open up a phone book to find somebody, right?
Reddit
I don't even know what a phone book is.
You just said phone book, so maybe you are a boomer.
I got a phone book right here. I'm so much of a boomer. I was flipping through the local town's phone book. It's tiny, 200, 300 pages. 100 pages of people and 100 pages of businesses. And I was reading through the businesses, just thinking about, who do I want to bother? Because I wanted to.
Well, when we say card carrying boomer, that is in fact the card we're referring to. It's a phone book.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
The card is in fact a local directory. It's your yellow pages.
Going back.
All right. Well, what other of these topics do you want to hit?
I just want to have a moment of silence for the AR-15 that Kyle Rittenhouse destroyed like a faggot.
What?
Did the court?
Well, allegedly it was his choice.
Tech.
It was his choice, allegedly.
For what purpose?
Like, I think he just had this emotional, like negative emotional feelings attached to it, so he decided to destroy it. But to me, it's like it's not a rabid dog, right? It's not a shit bull. Like it doesn't make any sense.
His counsel probably advised him to do that.
That's crazy. He could have sold it for like $1 million. It makes no sense.
Point. Yeah, I was thinking he might have destroyed it because he seems like he's an honestly good individual. And he might have felt bad that you're walking around, you're still owning something that you killed two people with, even though they were disgusting Jews.
Oh, that's fucking gay, though.
But don't blame the gun for that, It's like, the gun saved his life. The gun saved his life. He destroyed something that saved his life. That's the way I look at it.
Especially after that beautiful forward assist operation that he used there.
People artificially imbue inanimate objects with human emotions and things.
To be fair, he is kind of still a kid, so maybe
he's still a kid.
But vote means is right. He probably could have sold that fucking thing for $1 million.
Yeah, some people think it was actually secretly swapped, anyhow, and some like rich collector has it.
Oh, Jeffrey Epstein style. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible. Right?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Kyle Rittenhouse's gun didn't shoot itself. There you go.
Yeah, but I'm sad. So, moment of silence. Poor gun. Do not destroy guns, ever.
Yes, press F, for sure.
Maybe he actually lost it in a boating accident.
No, they have pictures of it destroyed, unfortunately.
You
shredded.
Okay, 1.5 seconds of silence is over.
Yep, all right.
I'm actually kind of surprised that they can just straight up destroy. I mean, the case is, I guess, over for now, but I would still consider it evidence. I don't know.
For me, I would love to, I don't want to ever, go to court for, defending myself and having to murder someone to do it. But if I won that case, I want my gun back just to, have that extra kick in the ass to the state. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, I murdered people with that gun. I want that gun back. Yeah.
Yeah, the windshield of your truck, hang it right up there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to shoot someone again. Just give me the damn thing.
But the modern people aren't really taught what a trophy is. To them, a trophy is a Funko Pop they worked for Drew for.
Or it's an NFT or something they bought on the internet for $500,000.
Fucking hell.
No one earns.
Is that
fad
still going on?
Dude, it is the fad. That is where most of the money's being thrown around.
They want you in the Matrix, and that way you'll purchase your way into it and never leave your pod.
Oh yeah, I know someone on, and I know a friend of a friend that bought property on Meta for 60 ETH or something, and now it's worth 300. It's like insane. It's like virtual nice. Virtual goods are like, it's like apparently we have so much money, and we and there's just not enough physical things to buy anymore, right? It's apparently that's where we're at. So now we just have to buy fake things.
Right. Well, it just kind of goes to show you, though, the actual practicality and the actual reality of those currencies when they're actually allowed to just continue to increase them. It just shows you how ridiculous it all is.
Did you see that I posted something on Vote about NFTs? It was, what was that guy, Harry Vox? He did a little rant on NFTs.
What's the gist?
What effect?
Well, basically, his conclusion was that it was a Jew bullshit psyop, and that you're a fucking retard if you get into it, because it's just more Jew bullshit to steal your money and stuff.
I mean, you can say
it really does seem like it's one more thing to just keep people fucking locked into the virtual world so that they won't give a shit about the physical world. I mean, like, it's another distraction, basically.
I was going to say, you know, be careful in the sense that, which is supporting both of what you're saying, that it could all be fake, that those prices are just artificial, that some billionaire who doesn't care about, you know, 300 Ethereum or whatever, is propping this up to make everybody jump into it. Kind of like OnlyFans. Yeah. The vast majority, 98% of OnlyFans chicks don't, like, make $100 a month or some crap like that.
That's 60%.
Ray Dragon, are you suggesting that big money manipulates the market?
I don't want to
die out of here.
I don't want them, like, send the Men in Black to kill me tomorrow, okay?
So,
they're going to kill you anyway. It's just a matter of priority.
You're right. Well, I don't want to be a high priority. How about that?
There's one comment on this is like, you know, humanity as a whole, right? We anything's only valuable if we collectively believe it's valuable, right? So, like, you know, like original currencies, like fiat currencies, have that same effect. Or gold. Gold is a perfect example. Or diamonds, even greater example. Like, you know, you increase the scarcity of something, and then it becomes artificially valuable, and then you promote it as something that women really want. So what I'm ultimately saying is that all this is just an extension of that concept of whatever humanity as a whole thinks is valuable becomes valuable. And it's just because, and that's really where the world's going towards. This virtual reality is basically saying that whatever we say is real is now real, not what actually is real.
Yeah, and then all you got to do is sell fractional reserves of whatever that thing was, and you are set.
Well,
yeah, it's kind of the postmodernism. It's postmodernism of currency, basically.
Yeah.
Well, you successfully just made it sound even gayer by putting it that way.
By the way, the meta property thing, what I find kind of odd about it is that, you know, properties, traditionally property in the real world is like location oriented, right? It's like, oh, I have this property in this particular great spot that's next to this other thing that makes it valuable. It's next to a river or ocean or mountain. Or, like, you know, it's nearby a city, whatever the case may be, or, like, you know, there's gold underneath it.
Or an open window with no blinds to Abby Shapiro's bedroom, you know.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, but...
What?
I knew you wouldn't get that reference, that's why I said
no, I got I got that reference, but it's horrible.
Please continue, Bobby.
I mean, she's got some nice milkers. We all know she's Jewish, but the milkers are nice. Anyhow, my point being that it doesn't matter where you buy property in Meta, right? There's no, like... You can teleport from one place to another, right? So, like, so there's no reason to buy some property because it's, like, next to something else, right? So I just don't understand. I guess I don't understand the long term how that economy is going to play out if it doesn't really matter where you are physically, right?
Well, there's an guy, besides the fact that I know it's all bullshit, I don't understand why anyone's even involved in this garbage, but there is the if you're next to a bunch of other mansions, it's what the hell's the word I'm looking for? That you're special, you know, just because you're in close proximity to other mansions.
Yeah,
something popular.
But there's no scarcity, so you can just, like, copy paste the whole zone of mansions and make your own.
In the metaverse, they can make scarcity. They can say, you know, there's only so much property.
Yeah, but there's nothing stopping them from arbitrarily changing the amount of real estate, though. That's definitely part of the problem.
Right, and I'm sure that's what they're going to do. And also, did you guys read the article that was posted on Vote about Heineken doing something with the metaverse, making Heineken silver? The beer can only be bought in the metaverse.
Is it real beer or fake beer?
Because Heineken.
No, it's fake. It's fucking fake beer.
Did you buy it, Grey Dragon? You bought it, didn't you?
No. Trust me.
You guys looked into this fourth industrial revolution in any detail? It has to do with these NFTs and what they're doing and Meta and all that.
No.
Nope. I didn't know there was a second or third industrial revolution.
Well, it's what they call it. And this Klaus Schwab was an engineer in the 70s and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and just steps forward. And it's basically the old scientific community from the 1930s. I forgot what they're called, but they want to basically kill everybody. And essentially, they put forth like 2045.com. There's like a whole bunch of creepy avatars that they're going to move to by 2045. Like, they want you actually in the Matrix, like the movie The Matrix. That's their.
What do you mean you? You mean like your consciousness or what?
Well,
you will live in the pod. You will eat the bugs. Your life will be in the Matrix VR.
Yeah.
You'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Basically, they'll put you. They want you in the Matrix, but I think it's a trick to just kill you. So basically, they'll make you believe that your essence, or like it'll be your Google profile, which actually is just a fake software essence.
Well, you really got to start getting into the weeds there, because you're gonna have to define what essence is. And
like if you've ever gone into VR or whatever, and then you have a friend that goes into VR, and you think that you're interacting with your friend, but it's possible that your profile could be actually an artificial intelligence mimicking your friend.
Yeah, hijacked by an AI so that people think that you're downloading into the Matrix, and really it's an AI pretending to be you, and you're just being culled.
You're just being harvested, yeah. And I like, basically, that's essentially what seems to be Agenda 2030.
It sounds like a Black Mirror episode to me.
I was going to say, you boys have been watching too much, like, shitty sci-fi B-movies.
No, this is written in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's exactly their plan is basically harvest time is now.
There's already precursors out there.
They're just trying to kill you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have the technology. We don't have the AI technology to copy a person's personality. We're like 50 years away from that, probably.
Right. Well, no. Related to what we're talking about, there's actually some related to what we're talking about. There's actually already stuff out there about companies patenting the use of biological functions in order to process Bitcoin, or in order to process what do you call it? BitChain or chain that we call the chain
blockchain.
I don't know what you mean. You mean like a DNA computer or something? Like, I'm not clear.
Back in the 70s, they used to plug octopus brains into probes and have them drive cars around rooms.
Yeah,
it's basically like that, but for more complex processes.
Sort of like what they do to bugs. They can do basic electro commands, and they can make bugs actually fly up, down.
Anyway, none of that stuff is anywhere close to uploading your consciousness into the Matrix or whatever. I mean, those are miles.
Yeah, like Meta's a piece of shit right now, right? It's like
well, that doesn't stop them from lying about it and saying that that's the case. And I think that's the point.
By the way, we're gonna have flying cars. We're gonna have flying cars in the year 2000.
Yeah. And then,
electric cars, electric flying cars, not gas.
If they fly off the road.
I really don't think the concept of the brain in the vat, or the head in the jar, or the consciousness being uploaded to the Matrix, that shit's never going to happen.
Yeah, but even if it's obviously fake, AI pretend to be people, and those AI are good enough. Your NPC redditors are going to fly into that war and get themselves.
We don't even have AI that can pass the Turing test yet. What are you talking about?
But we obviously have media.
Have you not noticed how fast the media can transform all the non-player characters out there from one thing, 5 hours from COVID to I Stand With Ukraine?
Yeah, but that's not AI. We're talking about an AI that can pass a Turing test, that can convince a human user.
No, but
that
you're
it is a human. We're not talking about media subversion.
No, but you're a human that can sense it, but the non-player characters who go to Reddit are that dumb.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're even, you know, whether your test subjects are NPCs or not, I don't believe that there is a AI construct that can beat the Turing test. Not that I'm aware of.
It won't beat the Turing test. The Reddit non-player character test, it will pass with flying colors.
But it doesn't mean that they're not planning to try and issue. Maybe they have. It doesn't mean that they can't be planning for some sort of gambit like that.
Yeah.
Whether or not it works, who knows? Probably not, because the people who are, they're too retarded and inbred to be able to get anything that actually works.
But what? Okay, so let's assume that that was possible, and there are these AIs out there that are fooling the NPCs into thinking that they're their buddies, thereby freeing up the body to be used for some sort of nefarious purpose. What would that even be?
Just call them. Tell them you're getting uploaded like your buddy did, and go in for the call. Voluntary.
Often wrong, it's totally right in this instance. That's exactly what I think is happening too.
Well, it could. It's something they could, a gambit they could play off, and I would make sense that they could be trying to plan something like that for some point.
Their goal is literally, it's twofold. I don't know if you've delved into any Kabbalah research or whatever, but basically, the Isaac Luria, the person who wrote this Kabbalah, is the goal is essentially a complete depopulation agenda of the Goyim.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but it turns out that this is actually already happening, because in the prep here we have an article about a stolen box of human heads.
Stolen?
Oh, yes. So out in Colorado, I believe it is, there was some medical, like, tissue donation firm, so people who donate their bodies to science or whatever, had this van full of various boxes of various parts, and someone broke into the van and stole specifically the box of heads and hightailed it, and they have not been caught. No one knows. Bones guy's pranking. I don't know. Apparently heads have some sort of value on the black market. It looks like, based on research, what does it say here, it could bring in between 2,000 and 5,000 each.
Well, dude, there's a lot you could do with a head, man. There was a post on Vote a while back that basically a human skull could be used as a toilet brush holder or anything. Like, it's...
Yeah, I mean, you could get some resin in there and make it into, like, a cool cup that you could drink, you know, dry flow out of or whatever. But what the fuck are they going to do with a whole box of heads? I mean, realistically, you
can do that. Well, what can we do?
Weed in there.
Let me get a lot of shit. What if it was Trudeau's head? How much do you think somebody would be willing to pay for that?
I mean, there are probably a lot of people who would pay for that, yeah. I don't think this was Trudeau's head, though. I think he's been seen with his head since this happened.
But you see the point. There's some people who might have an interest in a head.
So you think this was a box of, like, specific heads that specific people want?
A lot of people go for those chirogenic ideas when they die. Maybe it's some celebrity and some private collector who made it billions.
Yeah, maybe Marilyn Manson just bought all of them, you know.
Yeah. Well, NFTs. Heads of the new NFTs.
I cannot buy that it's 2,000 to 5,000 per head, because then the fucking Mexican cartels would dominate that market real quick.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter if you buy it or not. That's what it says, man. I don't know.
It seems like it'll be a real gag to steal some heads, right? If you were in a, like, a cult or basically some kind of college fraternity, look at this, guys! I got a box of heads, fucking hilarious. And I could see that.
That actually seems probably like one of the most likely explanations. Some fucking dude who's strung out on something be like, "Hey, I'll be that."
It could be some kind of Jewish ritual magic. And they need heads for their recipe.
Yeah, maybe it's the Satanist church out there that's, you know, all about, oh, we're not Satanists, we're just doing this for legal purposes.
You already said Jews.
I already said Jews, yeah.
Speaking of Jews, let's look at a Jewish black faggot who cries in court for a second.
Are you talking about Juicy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, good old Juicy Boy. Hey, I got a clip of him. This is actually pretty funny because he goes full ooga booga on this one. And now keep in mind that this dude is an actor. He's a trained actor. And why you would ever allow an actor to give testimony in a courtroom is fucking beyond me. But anyway, let's hear this. Let's hear this dude. This is just you got to hear this shit to believe it.
So I'm gonna post it.
The damage you've done to
yourself.
Just skip
to around 2 minutes because that's when he starts.
Way beyond.
Shit.
Right here, right now.
Someone stuck his fist in his ass, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting his fisting events mixed up.
And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that. I respect you.
Look at his shitty Ooga acting.
Jail time. I am not suicidal. Okay. Mr. Uche, let me inquire. Are there any post-sentencing motions you care to present? Court is adjourned.
I am not suicidal. I am not suicidal. And I am innocent. I could have said that I was guilty a long time ago.
Should have said you're guilty.
Wow, what a faggot.
They put the fright in him real good.
And then isn't he like, didn't they let him out already?
Yeah, it turns out that this story actually does not have the happy ending that it at first appeared that it did. And this is where things get... Okay, so things obviously already were pretty fucking gay for a lot of reasons. This is where they get really gay. Because, so, his lawyers somehow got him out of jail in the process of appealing this decision, arguing that he would be harmed in jail for being who he is, even though he was just literally fucking convicted of... hoaxing all evidence to that effect, but they took it as if, you know, the hoax was real and used that to say, oh, well, he's going to be harmed in jail, therefore he would have to be put into solitary, therefore it would harm his mental health, and therefore he cannot go to jail. And it fucking worked, and he's out.
See, I heard something different. What I read was that his lawyers argued that he only has 150 days to serve in county jail. They're appealing it, and he'll already have served his 150 days before the appeal occurs. And
yeah, they tried that too, but I believe it was the solitary confinement element to it. That is,
I don't know. Mine makes more sense, and it actually sounds realistic, because, yeah, you will have served your full sentence before the appeal occurs. He might still, if he loses the appeal, he will have to serve the 150 days.
So none of these,
either way,
none of these consequences are ruining his life, right? Like, his life's not going to get ruined, and that's the part that's pissing me off, right? I think he has to pay like $100,000 to the state. It's like, it's a drop in the bucket for this guy. You know, like,
I was looking forward to him hanging himself. What a shame.
Oh, in prison, he would have got butt fucked too, and it would have been fine for him.
How bloated does his head have to be to think he's so important that someone would, you know, do a fucking Epstein job on him? You know, some nobody actor. But on the other hand, maybe does that mean he knows something? I mean,
he's loud. He's a Beaumont.
He
would be
Negro.
Squeal.
He's a Negro and he's insane.
That's what he was saying when he said that too. By just like, I'm not suicidal, because he was just he's obviously super scared. But he's just showing to everybody at the same time how loud he is and how outspoken he is.
Oh, and his brother's no better, too. His brother was, like, defending him, saying, like, oh, so now any two random niggers you hire to stage a hateful crime can change their mind and get you to jail. And that's, like, a threat to your freedom.
And he was also going about, I wouldn't be my mama's son if I had done this. Like, oh, okay, so now you can get out of being convicted of lying if you just say you weren't lying. Is that how it fucking works now?
Well, there's multiple sets of laws, and guess what? We're on the bottom tier.
Yeah. Anything but taking responsibility for your actions for brown Americans.
Yeah. I have.
Yeah, the whole thing is just fucking... disgusting. You know, meanwhile, people who were at the scene at the January 6th protest have been rotting in solitary confinement for 6 months in some cases.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, meanwhile, this faggot gets out because, oh, it's going to damage his mental health.
Yeah, it's an injustice, and there's a lot of people aligned against him this time, and it still wasn't enough. Sad.
It's because he was trying to vilify white people in his crime, and that's not a bad thing in the eyes of the people that now control this nation.
Yeah. And it even seems like the judge in this case was kind of cocked, because in the footage prior to this, you know, him going ooga booga, the judge really read him the riot act, and he was, you know, excoriating him for the crime he had committed and had been convicted of, you know, talking all this shit on him, and then he's like, oh, well, we'll just give you 5 months if that's okay. You know, he talked tough, but then handed down this dinky little sentence, which there's a little bit of a disconnect there.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when a woman accuses a man of rape and she's lying. I feel like the law should be equal to if the man raped her when she gets caught, right? And I feel like the same should be true about hate crimes. You know, and it's just not. There's a big asymmetry.
Well, it's just like in the annals. The same sort of shit was happening then. The courts were completely fucked, corrupt, didn't do justice. They had no power. Same thing. At least back then, women got you could get charged for falsely accusing somebody, and you would bear the punishment of the crime as if you were the one who did it. And women were often killed for adultery and all that shit. At least that was good.
And this won't be popular, but I disagree with that. Yes, there should be...
Of course you do.
There should be more... Well, I'm just giving my opinion. If you don't want to hear it, I'll just shut up. there's a difference between actually raping a chick and then some chick lying about it. It's still, the punishments should be much more severe than they are currently, but I would not agree that it's exactly the same and they should serve the same punishment.
I wasn't even suggesting exactly the same. I'm just saying to make it a little bit less asymmetrical, because now there's no consequences.
Right? I agree with that. I mean, okay, my fault.
Yeah.
It certainly should be worse than perjury.
Right. I agree, because you're trying to destroy someone's life.
Yeah.
I agree that the biblical perspective is that she suffered the same consequences.
That's a great segue, actually, to the religion wars. All right, so how many Christ cucks we got on here today?
I'm a Catholic. I read the Origin of Species a few times and converted. It's a story, so later.
I pretend to be one online.
Close enough.
If you can agree with the Nicene Creed, then I can get along with you. Philosophically.
I'm going to create a poll here.
I don't really believe in religion, but...
I'm a Catholic. We get along.
All right, let's take a vote in the poll here. Everybody line up.
Where the fuck is that?
There's two options.
it's the other one that's not chat.
That's a pretty poll.
I thought you were going to put some Islam on there or something. But, okay.
I was an atheist for a long time. I read the Origin of Species and I started to see the wisdom and how it evolved as well.
This poll seems biased.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. I would agree.
Get your glasses checked, Quimmer.
I'm gonna skip.
just do it. Click on both.
I was an atheist. I was an atheist for 30 years. So I mean, to come to the realization and understanding of the truth of the gospel, it was quite a revelation and definitely a mind blow and a world change.
The parts of your brain that get shut off by electromagnets. Those were finally developed at some point in your life.
I know what you're referring to. Don't worry. I got it. Yeah.
The mind blow. Yeah.
You know, it turns out that I think we were probably all aware that as people get older and reach sort of the second half of their life, that they tend to gravitate towards religion. And I guess the debate would be, now, is that because you become wiser and you therefore conclude that religion is, you know, the truth or whatever?
Or
is that because your impending mortality is weighing on your mind and you want to lock in with something that you think may get you into the next life, regardless of how much sense it makes or how true it is? or any of that stuff.
I'm going to say that we evolved a set of circuitry in our brain to handle what the Romans would have called religio, the sense of unease you have of not being at right order with the universe, and that that part of the brain just matures and develops more as you explore reality and start to realize it's like it handles the unknown and that gambling area, the gray zone of what you all your circuits calculate and what it can't actually know, and has to take a leap of faith and just trust one thing in.
We're also related to Pascal's wager.
Well, if you're going to bring that up, Ray Drag, you got to then explain what the fuck it is.
Yeah, Pascal, what was Pascal just said? I believe in God because it doesn't cost me anything.
Oh, it's like cost-benefit analysis.
Right, cost-benefit analysis. Mm-hmm.
It's a min-max.
Well, the problem with that argument is if you're going to go that route, you then have to believe in every God to be true to that argument.
That's a good point. I never remember it that way.
There is philosophic and theological one God reason. What is it? Let's see if I can remember the Descartes explanation. Okay, if you have 10 different gods, the most supreme God has to be the one God because he has to be able to beat all the other gods. The demiurge is the less powerful beings can't be God because there's more powerful being than them. God is a supreme being. We have two different supreme beings and one more powerful than the other.
Getting into, you know, my imaginary superhero can beat up your imaginary superhero. It becomes pointless very quickly.
Well, I'm getting into the metaphysics of it. I'm not getting into the fantasy.
It's just saying if you assume God exists, then you basically have to assume he's all-powerful.
It leads to one God if you do the metaphysics of it. If there's multiple multiple beings, and one is super powerful and it's more than another, that one is the God. The others are beings below God.
I don't know. I don't agree with that. I mean, you can have various levels of power.
But they aren't gods.
Like in Dungeons and Dragons, you have greater gods, lesser gods.
Oh my god.
And then you have Lord Ao.
I will remind everyone that Vogue Mage started this.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I want to talk about in this aspect of it. So whether you're atheist or whether you're a Christ cuck, I'm more on the atheist side. Like, what's the value of, like, of this in like a modern, like, white national society? Like, do we need a Christian system, not Judeo-Christian, fuck that shit, a Christian system to, like, have, like, a functioning society that we consider ideal? And I say no. I don't think we do.
Yeah, and bear in mind the fact that Christianity is in large part responsible for a lot of the ails that we find ourselves experiencing right now, whether you want to admit it or not.
A lot of the faggot churches and the infiltration of the church, but I'm going to say that we have evolved a set of circuitry in our brains that makes us religious, so you need some sort of religious structure in order for that.
Do you, though?
Yeah, otherwise you're just not activating a limb that you've evolved. It's like cutting off your arm because you now have computers that you can control with your eyes.
All right, we got a hand up. Go ahead, bud.
You're muted, perfect. You were muted previously. You can unmute yourself. Click on yourself and then unclick the unmute thing.
Don't tell him. Let him struggle.
No wonder, because I've been trying to talk this whole time and wondering why everyone's just talking over me, right?
Oh, you know, we're just a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was just like, what the hell's going on? Okay, so, like, what loves... this idea that why, you know, people who are atheists and then wake up. And I didn't answer the poll because I can't really say either way, but here's what I think maybe Love 240 could also say. But when you get older, you start to kind of have an idea of what God actually is. And for the scripture to work or to be true, what God is or what the scripture means. And that kind of brings you to a whole other level of morality. And I would say the word is stoicism. And so when you hit a place of stoicism, sort of Christianity kind of naturally comes out of that. And I'm not talking about this fucking hierarchical bullshit in the Catholic Church. That's a bunch of gay bullshit, in my opinion. No offense, off and wrong. But anyway, the hierarchical stuff, I mean, is gay bullshit. But you hit a place, and I'm just going to say this. Imagine that the truth, the very actual truth, is what God is, and it's like a higher dimensional aspect of truth that you can never truly know, and that's what faith is.
Well, I would say to sort of beware of the phenomenon. So we're all probably aware that the human brain is primarily evolved to recognize patterns. And one of the things, phenomena that comes up if you do a lot of microscopy work is that if you look for something long enough and hard enough in, you know, sort of a background noise of data, you're going to start to see it, whether it's there or not.
Right.
And I think this phenomenon where when you get older, you suddenly, maybe not suddenly, but you eventually start to either see God or see signs of God, that really sounds to me like that phenomenon of sifting through the noise to such a degree that because your mind is designed to recognize patterns, you start seeing shit that ain't there.
You're going to have to give a concrete example of what the noise is that you're saying that someone would sort through in their mind and say, oh, it must be a God.
Well, and then how do you know it's not pareidolia?
What does that word mean?
That's where
isn't that where you see like an object and it kind of looks like a face or something?
Oh, right.
It's where you see a pattern in randomness. When the pattern is random, but you see order in it. Like when you see something. Yeah.
Purely by virtue of your mind wants to find patterns, and without repeating myself too much, you know, if you look through enough noise, you're gonna start.
Yep. And it's exacerbated by the fact when you get older, you need to find meaning beyond your current life, right? You need to justify your existence.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking, so you better do it quick, and that plays into it too.
There is natural order in the universe, a natural phenomena, and if you mythopoetically couch that information in wisdom, that passes on to more people in a more salient way for the general public. You have, like, a rule of entropy. You have the Pareto distribution is the Matthew principle. You have these ancient wisdom that have a mathematical equivalent. There's just it evolved with us, and those who followed the more successful strategies outcompeted others. The better forms of theology and the better groups outcompeted others. So there's a whole load of evolutionary pressure on the wisdom itself as well.
Yeah, but the wisdom comes with all the other bullshit, right? It's like you have to play into the fantasy. And I don't think you need both of those things anymore.
There's the truth in the universe, though, the natural order and the natural rules. If you abstract out from a concrete example, a story that has this abstract rule of the world, and that's valuable to you in the world, knowing that power will always, in a random game of chance, it'll always go towards one person in the end of the game. That's just a rule that exists in the universe.
Well, chess can be a draw, but I get your point.
Yeah, and it's couched in a very mythopoetic way because it evolved with us, and as the different versions of the stories evolve, it's a lot deeper than just a fantasy universe created like the gender queer theory that's going to die out and lead that cult to a complete dead end. At least a long-term success, I would argue, but a lot of people would also argue that the modern world is a lot different than the world that evolved in, and it could, without vast change or with modern enlightenment, it might not work anymore, and it could be the dead end.
I think the worship of God is to accept the truth. And like, for example, gravity is a great example. I have faith that it's going to be there. Like, at least on Earth.
You don't have to have faith that it's going to be there. It's going to be there whether you have faith or not. So having faith in it is kind of a point.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is it's an antithesis from moral relativism.
And if you know gravity, if you have faith in gravity and you know it exists and you know how it exists and the way it functions, you can use gravity to design a cannon to shoot your enemy across the canal.
Yeah. But you didn't need faith to do any of that.
You need to understand overcome and it. Trust that gravity existed. You need to make that leap of faith and to believe in that to understand.
It just
well
is.
To do that.
Yeah, like it just
you
is.
Add up the parts to use it as a tool to better guide yourself for other tools. And
I don't know about that one, man. Like faith, the meaning of faith to me is belief in something without proof. You just believe. You don't need.
I mean, there are mountains of evidence for gravity. You don't right. Faith does not have any necessary. I mean, you can incorporate faith if you choose to, but it's not a necessary element in understanding how gravity works. Maybe that's just a bad example.
Okay, faith in the idea that there's one truth and not 50 truths. There's not your truth and my truth and her truth. There's one truth that we all like, and there's one essentially reality.
Yeah, but that's getting really, really broad, though. Can you narrow that down into something
that's... Well, that's actually being hyper-specific, because there's one truth, one reality, and basically the idea of faith is the adherence or acceptance of this. And so the worship and vigilance comes from perpetually scientifically testing against what it is that isn't true. And I know that sounds weird, but this is essentially the nature of science as well. When you look at the Bible this way, you'll see the battle at large is literally this stoicism. And this stoicism, by what I mean by that, is essentially the what you see in the Bible would come out of that. And then there's relativism, which is the world's a prison. We have to burn it down to repair it.
Well, you totally lost me. What are you talking about? Relativism means you have to burn the world down.
Can I interject something? I think I understand what he's trying to say. And that relativism is the idea that there can be multiple truths operating at the same time.
Right.
Perfect is going for absolute moralism as well as absolute truth. And the thing is that he's saying about science is that science slowly narrows down what is not the truth. We can't figure out what absolute truth is yet.
That's right.
And we may never know.
The lessons of Jesus essentially follows that. That's why, if I might just interpret, I'm not saying I believe or not, but Jesus is that perfect essence, a perfect being that was born perfect from a sinless womb. And
yeah, but that's if you accept the premise of that biblical story.
Okay, I'm trying to.
It's not a given.
But to explain, okay, so like I said, it's not whether I believe it or not. I'm just breaking
give
it down.
Shot. He's been muted for like half this show.
So in this essence, basically, that's something that's unachievable by everyone else, unless forego your nets. Essentially is to let go of your sin, which is the acceptance or belief or consent to false realities that we believe. So essentially what that means is that we're meant to reject the lies as opposed to finding the truth, because we're not omnipotent. And that's what I mean by what faith is. Once I kind of looked at that, the whole Bible actually made a lot of sense. And how would you explain that? Well, you wouldn't explain that in a book, because they think they're crazy back 5,000 years ago. But the stories.
Well, listen, speaking of moral relativism, why don't we hit one more thing in our prep, because we're running into overtime. Maybe Vote Mage wants to weigh in on this one. Fucking Jen Psaki, who has been saying for years now that Hunter Biden's laptop information is Russian disinfo, and it's fake, and it's gay, and it's not real, and now it turns out that the New York Times, of all people, are admitting it. Oh, well, yeah, you know, actually, that was real.
It's a limited hangout.
What?
What you think, Mage? Laptop there?
It's just infuriating that, you know, 2 years later, you know, the New York Times admitted to it, and then even after they admitted to it, all the other publications that pushed the Russian disinformation spam repeatedly, and even, you know, Twitter disabled accounts, Facebook blocked accounts. I mean, it was an insane amount of censorship, right? Huffington Post hasn't admitted to it yet, you know, like as an example. Yeah. Right? They haven't admitted to it. CNN hasn't admitted to it. Just the New York Times. You know, that's it, right?
And the reasoning for saying that it was disinformation was total fucking horseshit. It was because, oh, well, various officials from various departments have said that it's Russian disinformation.
They didn't even say that, actually.
What kind of evidence is
that? No, the funniest part is, if you actually read what they signed, it says two things. It says, one, they don't know if the emails were real. That's the first thing they said. The second thing was, they said, based on historical sort of like, historical like situation similar to this, it probably was Russian disinformation. So they had no evidence that whether they didn't know whether it was real or not. and they just assumed it was Russian disinformation because like it was an easy assumption, but they had zero proof, and they even said that in their document.
Yeah, because it was on like the fucking same library shelf as one, you know. And here, it looks like Hunter Biden himself. There's a quote from him here. It says there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. As if that fucking means anything. Name some names for starters.
That's crazy. And then if you were to like argue with a libtard about this, like this is what they're going to say. One is they're going to be like, is Hunter running for office? That's the first thing they're going to say, which is like ridiculous. And the second thing they're going to say is that some emails were made up at the same time that the real emails were leaked. They're just like trying to muddy the waters to like to weaken the fact that the laptop was real and Hunter Biden is a douchebag. And most importantly, there's a lot of shady things involved with him financing with Ukraine in that laptop as well. You know, and it's all being discounted. Hang on 1 sec.
Whoever is eating potato chips fucking kill himself.
Right, I agree.
I'm not kidding. please continue, mate.
That was basically it. It's just that I forgot what I said already, but you know, the essence is that you know the laptop was real, and when you talk to libtard about it, they're just gonna try to poke little holes in the story to downplay the fact that if it got released, in the truth of it got released during the election cycle, it could have put Biden under, right? That's the truth. And that's why it was suppressed, and that no one can deny that.
Yeah, and you know what the gayest thing about all of this is? This has successfully distracted us all, including myself, from thinking about what the actual info on the laptop was. We're so hung up about whether it's real or whether it's disinformation or whatever the hell. I don't even remember what the info supposedly was. Was it Burisma shit?
Yeah, there's shit like that. There's also just like pictures of him doing drugs and hanging out with sluts. It's like it's just really, really damning.
Well, there was
damning.
Also pedophile shit on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't there cousin fucking involved?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, there's some incest. It's got everything, a little bit of everything. They call it the laptop from hell for a reason.
It's right. A cornucopia of sin.
Yeah. Oh. I was gonna use the word cornucopia.
Oh, I beat you to it.
And the other thing I forgot to mention is that. During one of the presidential debates, Biden cited those 50 intelligence officers to say that the laptop was a Russian disinformation. So Biden lied about it during the debate too. You know, so it's just blatant.
Yeah, and what
hypocrisy.
A pussy who can't even make his own point. He's like, "Oh, well, these 50 other guys said." Like, how about you defend it your own fucking self, asshole? It's your laptop.
Well, it's his son. You know, I think Biden's talking about his son. But, yeah.
Like limp dick bullshit. I hate it.
Yeah, they're cowards. It's just weak individuals that he was pampered his whole life, became a freaking cocaine degenerate, and what do you expect from him? What do you expect them to say?
And this picture that this Breitbart article leads with is a picture of Hunter Biden taking a selfie like a fucking fag. But anyway, he has this tattoo on his back. It's a tattoo of the upstate New York Finger Lakes. Now, what do you suppose that is? I hear there's some pretty shady shit going on up there.
Upstate New York what?
Finger Lakes.
Finger Lakes.
Yeah, it's a wine-growing region that's evidently become pretty well-known for human trafficking.
Oh.
And what a coincidence that Hunter Biden has a tattoo of them on his fucking back. Like, you don't just do that shit by accident.
Right. I'm going to get a tattoo of the Finger Lakes. Yeah.
I mean, why else would he have that? We're supposed to believe, oh, he loves wine so much. Get the fuck out of here. I don't think so.
No.
But I guess it's nothing we didn't already know about good old Hunter Biden, right?
As his lawyer, I would say, yeah, say it's all about wine.
Just, all right. Yeah. Well, what do you think, Mage? You want to hit more of this, or you want to wrap up?
Well, I think we're good on that topic, but quickly look through our prep to see if there's anything else worth mentioning.
I thought this bit about Iran firing missiles into Iraq and blowing up a Mossad like installation. I thought that was pretty fucking funny. Looks like when did this happen? I think in the week of the 13th. It says about a dozen ballistic missiles. Believed to be launched from Iran, struck near the United States consulate in Erbil, Iraq, early Sunday morning, and it is I guess pretty widely speculated that there were some secret Israeli bases in that area, and because apparently they blew up just buildings and they didn't kill any soldiers, but that's some pretty cheeky shit right there. I mean, it's like another Building 7 type of deal where, you know, it's just a whole bunch of banker boxes full of incriminating files. Who knows?
Or a place that they could say, oh, you blew up $1 billion worth of equipment that they never actually bought. So they...
Oh, yeah, expired missiles and shit that they can't even use. Yeah, classic.
Yeah. You know, I think they launder a lot of money. Like, for example, you know, the exit from Afghanistan smelled to me like, oh, look, they left so many $1 billion worth of equipment. And really, if they're pulling out and they don't have that equipment in the audit, they're going to say, well, what do you mean like $8 billion worth of Jeeps never got made? Like, almost seems like that whole thing was just to basically launder the money.
Hunter Biden's company made those billion Jeeps, and now they still have to be paid for.
Right, but did they make the Jeeps is what I'm saying.
No, that's the point. No, they didn't.
Yeah, and so same thing here with this other thing. I'll bet you. I mean, it's almost the same scam, isn't it? Right, some illusionary bullshit that followed underneath by money laundering, and then what they use for the money laundering is they buy real estate and farmland. It's like Protocol 6.
Ah, perfect, man. Sounds like you're all ready for your run for Congress. You fit right in. You know how it works. You know,
oh, I get assassinated.
Make sure you get a Roman salute when you are running.
Yeah.
But the real question for everyone here is, are you ready for your fourth COVID booster shot?
Well, I already have my fifth.
Pfizer is saying now that you know, this will be necessary for your fourth dose.
I've never even worn a mask.
I've had three appointments. I made three appointments.
I got that one too.
How you make the appointments, you just don't show up.
I never showed up. I figured I'd try and game the vaccine passport thing and just, you know, call them about it. I really confused the hell out of them because I have a rule about being honest. So I called them and like, oh, I had the appointment. I already had two. Oh, you have to have another one because it shows you didn't show up. Oh, so a third one. No, your first shot. No, I've already had two appointments.
Well, wait, who's on first?
Yeah, I didn't go though. I didn't tell them I didn't.
But it really, really begs the question of specifically which number is going to be the one that's too fucking ridiculous, and then the shit will just kind of stop. Because
they want you to do it quarterly. Like, they were talking seasonal vaccinations in 2012.
But at some point, just the number that people look at on a piece of paper will shut that switch off in their brain. They'll be like, okay, this is we're done.
It's gonna go forever. You're being optimistic.
The line has to be somewhere. It won't go forever. There will be a line somewhere.
No, what's gonna happen is mRNA vaccine is gonna be the vaccine for every single thing that could possibly get you sick, and they're gonna have passports for it for like all like major cities.
Thinking like yourself again. You have to recognize how other people think. Every year, every year, people get a flu shot, a flu vaccination. Every fucking year.
Yeah, but you are forgetting the point that those are billed as individual shots because the shot is reformulated year over year for the new strain as it recombinates. This COVID shit is just a booster of the same fucking.
No, the fourth one actually will be something new, allegedly.
Ta-da.
Well, supposedly it's going to be able to better target Omicron, but it's not a recombinant.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the flu vaccine is going to be a thing of the past. They're going to get rid of the flu vaccine. It's going to just be like one mRNA vaccine that hits like every virus they think is a threat, and you're going to take it like, I don't know, 3 to 4 times a year. That's what's going to happen.
I get the gag that you're doing, but I mean, this article goes to show us that this mRNA shit is not very effective and doesn't last very
If you look into this article, they said there's a fourth shot that he says that you need a fourth shot, but he also said they're working on new shots for upcoming variants. Well,
of course he's going to say that.
Okay. Well, which indicates this...
It's the same thing as the flu damn fucking vaccine.
Yeah, this indicates that they're going to have seasonal vaccines.
They're going to try and sell it, and they're going to try and sell it to as many people as they can.
Yeah.
So...
They won't force anybody.
That'll sell more. But will they get away with it? I think people are already starting to wake up. I think the protests really destroyed it in Canada. I don't think if there's another lockdown, I'm not sure if people will put up with it.
Well, I got to tell you, we don't have these mask things going on, but everyone's wearing a mask and they're terrified. I've heard two people at the grocery store talking. Oh, because the grocery store attendants still have to wear them. And he's like, oh, we'll be out of this soon. Well, I don't know. There's another variant coming. And it's just like, yeah, I wanted to just chuck a soup can at these people.
Like, you should have. Do us all a favor.
Terrifying. They'll go with it. The amount of people that were actually for this trucker protest was not many. And I have a friend. He's president of his church society, his Ukrainian church society. He was asked not to send any emails about the trucker convoy because it was too political. Okay. And then very next week, like within 5 hours, they went from martial law to I stand with Ukraine. And of course, this Ukrainian church, they're all protesting now. I stand with Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Putin bad, Putin bad, Putin Hitler.
Typical, you know? Christ cucks.
Yeah. Well, they literally do anything that the television actually or their smartphone tells them to.
They've been trying to infiltrate. There's documents from the 1200s, Satanists trying to infiltrate the Jews since the 1500s. They've obviously had some success, and I think there's a lot of damage been done to the church. I don't think that you can blindly trust the leaders at this point. I you gotta be very careful.
The freaking Pope is an antichrist at best.
Oh, as a Catholic, I'm not going to. You know, I'm not going to say any calumny against the Pope, but I do see there.
You know where Satan would first infiltrate would be to gain power for his avatar in the Pope, in the papacy.
All right, we're done with the religious topic, okay? Don't try to roll back into it.
Y'all niggas are boring the fuck out of me with this shit.
Why don't we do
around the table?
Well, let me end on one positive note first, that one is that the Senate did pass an act that the House will probably ignore to get rid of the mask mandate. So at least there is some back pressure at the political level. And the second thing is that Fauci has hinted at retiring.
Maybe he should be fired instead.
That begs the question of which one of, you know, he probably just...
Will you stop using begs the question wrong?
Why do you keep begging questions?
Well, I got a question to beg, which is, I'm pretty sure he can retire and he'll just wheel out a clone of himself and then be good to go for another fucking however.
Yeah, but he's probably, and if they somehow disband the CDC, which, you know, Rand Paul's trying to do, and it's almost certainly not going to happen. If they were, you know that Fauci's going to leave before then, right? He's going to leave gracefully.
We should make t-shirts right now that basically say Tony Fauci didn't kill himself.
He's 81 years old. I mean, he could just die by existence.
Yeah, and at that age, you know, he's one of these typical fucking politicians, because that's what he is, who just wants as many doors open as possible. Maybe I'll retire. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that. A lot of these people do that at this age, and none of it really means anything until they actually do one of
those things. It's just hopium. You know, it's just nice to hear him say it.
Yeah. You know? I would read pretty much exactly dick into that.
Yeah.
I agree. Never trust anything someone says. Only trust what they do. And this has to be repeated over and over. I'm surprised. Do not give a flying fuck what someone says. This even includes your friends.
Now, does that extend to when you say you're not a boomer?
Don't trust what I say. Trust what I do and how I act. So if I act and behave like a boomer,
believe
I'm a boomer.
Then you're a boomer.
Okay, that answers that question.
Problem solved.
There you go.
All right, well, why don't we do a round table then, since we're wrapping it up here. Any last words, fellas?
I'll say my stupid one. Destroy central banking. That's it.
I just did the opposite of meth because I've been ill. So hopefully the withdrawal will be nice. And I've been... and solve my problems. The opposite of meth. I'll keep you posted, probably, maybe, if I don't.
Wouldn't that be a massive downer?
Yeah, it's a downer, but then the withdrawal is high. Dopamine release inhibitor instead of a reuptake inhibitor. Adaptive response is more release sites, so my normal dopamine level should be higher.
I'd like to make a last word on the religion topic. Perfect Libelist, his argument, or something very similar to it, is actually outlined in a book called The Pilgrim's Regress by C.S. Lewis, which basically, you know, makes the point that if you look out at the world, you know, in a philosophical sense, you can almost see a roadmap of morality. It's a very good read. I would strongly recommend checking it out.
I don't know that book, but I will support C.S. Lewis. He is an excellent writer. Did the Narnia series. You probably saw some of the movies.
And all right, space trilogy, which is often ignored, but just as good.
Anyone else? Mage, you got anything for us?
Yeah, I got something. I had to read C.S. Lewis at private school in high school, and I hated him because he was a hardcore atheist, and then eventually he became a Christ cuck. So fuck him.
Many such cases. Make all right, well, if that's everyone, I think we can wrap. My last word would be to say that another religious debate, and another religious debate where no one learned anything and no one changed their mind.
Yeah, actually, right. People learn things every time you, at least we're civilized and not obnoxious in here. And I think
yeah,
that's
well, bad. That's where you're wrong, boy.
Right, well, then fuck you, man.
It's a part of your brain that needs to be active, and if it doesn't need to be activated because you have no need in your life, then you're not going to be religious. If you can rationalize your way through the world and have success, then there's no reason or need for it. But as soon as you have need, that part of your brain will turn on.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for the show then, guys, since we did our roundtable. But we'll see y'all next week.
Sounds good. See you, Kyle.
All right.
See you, Kyle.